of our tiny galaxy, it will take you 100 light years.
Hmm.
100 light years.
Wow.
And now we are to the at the beginning the next galaxy.
Hmm.
And this next galaxy, which is much bigger than our, it will take you about 1 million years with the same speed to go from one corner to the other corner.
Hmm.
Having said all these things, you know, it will show us how insignificant we are.
Hmm.
And if we are not adapting to other culture, and when I say adopt, I mean what the science said, is not when you adapt to something else, forget about whatever you have. No, keep the good of your, whatever you learned in your life and come, and add the other positive things to what you have, you already have. This is the reason that we human beings are living in the different part of this planet, and when we come, whatever reason, together, then we have to see what we can learn from each other to get better, to get more human, to be able to give more love to other people, to our environment, to the animals, and everything else. Because again, the science says, look, when they go and search the details of DNA, we are cousins with all these animals that are living beside us and with us on this planet.
Hmm.
We are all cousins because the 24% of our DNA, you can find it in the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You can find more in the chimpanzee. You can find less in the birds. But, you know, we have some different genes of us, but we have also many, many that is the same as in on other animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they are also thinking that don't go slightly over it, that a dolphin, as we know, in many cases, they tried to rescue the seaman or a swimmer or somebody that they were either attacked on the sea or it was about to drown, they go and rescue him and bring it to the shore.
Mm.
Because somewhere along the way, back then, we were all living in the ocean together.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, the children in the womb of their mothers are living for 9 months in this ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before they come out and continue as a human being. Mm. In an out of ocean environment.
Yeah, we were all fish.
yes. And you know, it is more you go through these things, more you see, okay, we have to adopt.
Mm.
We have to see people, we have to adopt, not only environmentally when he's coming from the cold country and he's hot, you know, take some clothes off. No, see how these people are living, what way they are, that they found out, you know, to be closer to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because the human being, again, the science said that the human being can only improve by cooperating with each other.
Mm.
Coming together, like the, for example, in animal, we knew that there is a race of the dog that their cycle will be only completed when they are living with human. If they are not living with human, their cycle of growth is not completed. And they are the golden retriever, the most highest babysitter in the world.
Beautiful, really.
And they are like this, you know. What I want to say is, we think how small we are, how insignificant we are in this universe that has 3 billion galaxy. 3 billion galaxy.
Crazy.
Until now that we could find, and then how much. And that some of these galaxy, they have 2 billion of suns. 2 billion of suns, and some of the suns are thousands more bigger and more powerful than our suns.
Wow.
And again, they find out that our creation was done by immense heat and energy that cannot be introduced or provided by our planet. Our planet is much weaker to do that. So they were different galaxies, went to each other, combined, and then they produce this heat and energy so that we are created. Actually, the being was created. And that's why they say planet Earth is not our mother, is our nanny, is our caretaker. We are produced, we are created by other things from other parts of this universe. And now we are knowing all this, then we have to do our best, our best to be the best that a person can do, help each other, love each other, train each other, whatever we have, share the knowledge with all those that they are not at that point yet, because we are like a leaves of the same tree. We are all one.
Beautiful and wonderful. We thank you so much for all your wisdom, your knowledge. Man, it's just so powerful and wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
and most welcome.
Yeah, and we're going to have to say bye for now. Thank you so much for joining us live. And we're looking forward to hearing your wise words again soon.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm honored, and I love all of you guys very much. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you. Lots of love to you, too. And bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society with wonderful words. Powerful words. So we're going to continue on with our show. We're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach and his song from Broken Peach, Don't You Want Me. So let's let's get going. Here goes.
And I call I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me.
Was a good one that got awesome. Our hearts back into beating condition. And that was Broken Peach, Don't You Want Me. That was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, and the big fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So he's had to come through a lot to survive and get through life. And he's on with us now, and a very blessing. Thank you for joining us, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Dropping temperature almost to zero up here, certainly helping with the sleep.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so... We need the coolness to help contain the fires.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of big fires out there, for sure. And, I sure enjoyed your... We all enjoyed your song, Broken Peach, Don't You Want Me.
We were dancing.
Yeah.
In our minds.
Yeah. And physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have our subject today, and it's on adaptability, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
I remember saying that Charles Darwin said, "It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change." Adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
The capacity to be able to initiate and welcome change.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that part I'm getting from a different source. You know, we have to be willing and have readiness to change to the growth of the society of technology and everything, you know. If we don't adapt, we'd be still Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we'd be all acting like the Neanderthals from Quest of Fire, fighting over fire.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a strange thing because, you know, right now we're suffering from fire, and it was our ancestors that, you know, learn to use fire to our benefit, but now we're suffering from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very great analogy. Quest for Fire.
Otherwise, we'd be still eating raw snails or.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not that French. You know, I'm not being slight on them, but.
Yeah.
It seems that that's high in their cuisine.
Yeah.
So we've got to be willing to adapt. You know, for long term, you know, not just acclimate, you know, short term, you know, do this and suddenly things fall into place and then forget about it. You've got to keep it in your repertoire.
You know,
it's got to be there permanently.
Mm.
Otherwise, you know, we will. Revert back to being Neanderthals.
Or go extinct, yeah. That's so true. Yeah. Well, man, that was some pretty powerful words and much wisdom. We really, really appreciate you coming to our program and, you know, giving us some insight into what helped you adapt and overcome all these traumas and tragedies that you endured and survived through, and just helps us all. You're a big hero to myself and many other people, so we really appreciate you.
Yeah, well, it feels good to be appreciated, especially seeing as how I'm not a physical force in the community anymore. You know, until I'm recovered enough, then I can start to help maintain the community physically.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's, you know, just the words, and I'm hoping I'm giving out the right words and not leading us all astray.
Well, it definitely brightens up our days here and to our listeners, and we really look forward to each time we get to spend some time with you and listen to you. And we wish you well on your journey of recovery, and lots of well wishes and love to you.
I thank you guys there at the studio and the listeners here and abroad for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you guys.
Beautiful.
Thank
wonderful
you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we'd also like to hear some words from our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Yeah, there's been so many great sharings going on. I want to build on what your brother was saying. It's like, part of it is this openness to change, and because change is what is going to help us, and that flexibility, a flexible approach to life and stuff. Because I think human nature, there's a part of us in human nature that really wants to cling on to the known, what we know, and controlling outcome and comfort and avoiding stress. But on some level, little doses, or sometimes we get big doses, but stress is a good thing because it's part of the thing that helps our stretch. Obviously, if there's too much stress, we can succumb to it, right? But it's like things are going to happen, you know, like when you were talking, when you sharing with your brother with health or fires or, you know, things like this. And it's sort of like a mindset and a heart set of facing those challenges. And then there's that internal confidence that can come from it. You know, trauma too can come from it, but also that internal knowing. And I just, I've been thinking a lot about my ancestors lately because there's a lot of things going on in our world, and it's helped to anchor me thinking about having that same mindset. So that's part that I want to share.
Beautiful, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for coming in the studio and joining
us live. Oh, you're
welcome. You're
welcome.
Yeah, so we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. Yes, so we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to Lady Fahima because we're running out of time here. Mm-hmm. So, Lady Fahima, welcome to our program. Thank you so much for coming into the show live and participating.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such a privilege. Thank you very much for having me, and kind and positive words that I have been showered left and right. Mm. I have no words of the, I don't know how to thank each one of you. Mm. Thank you for having me, and it's such a privilege and honor to be among you and walking with you as a nationwide.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So we're going to ask you about our subject, adaptability. What are your words on that?
The word would be the soft skill that means you easily adjust to change in the circumstances. For instance, that I can give you the example is the equipment that we have at this radio show, Free Voices and Free
Choices,
thank you, is, you know, we have very limited capacity, limited budget, and also with the equipment that we have is very, you know, is not the greatest and the latest, you know, technology that we have. However, with a lot of technical problem, we make it possible through the positivity and the vision that we have, you know, all of us as one body, we shifting it everything in the positive way. And our voices, our intention, is being reached out across the country, at the reservation, Indian Affair in Ottawa, and many other political places that they hear us, and I thank them personally to listening to our voice, because our voice is quite a voice of every individual, and outside of the country, the respected listeners cross outside of the country. And through the vision, and we adjust the changes, and we keep the hope, and the vision is the, like a third eyes or inner voice with the positive thoughts and action. We bring our talent, you know, on the field and shine like a sunshine. Sunshine is the light, and shine at wherever you are with your positive action and the vision, and just be the star of your own life. Thank you very much for having me. After all, I do know that I am the servant of mankind. Mm. Thank you.
Beautiful, wonderful words as usual, just so empowering, and a beacon for humanity that we should all strive for, to release our light and energy into the world and make it a very positive and wonderful place, not only here on Earth, but in the universe. So, you know, our ancestors, wherever they are out there, you know, they're all out in the universe, and they all come here and they reverberate through us.
Yes.
And it's something that we can share with each other, and not only with each other, but other species on the planet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we should be something that, you know, the rest of the universe won't feel dirty when they look at us.
Yes.
You know, they should feel clean. They should feel healthy and be a reflection of them and us to them. And just something special and wonderful. Anyways, I better be quiet now. And let's finish our program. We thank you all for joining us out there in the universe and joining us on our epic journey of life into making this world and planet a special, wonderful place that it should be for our next generations, for our presence. Yes. And for, you know, thanking our ancestors for getting us here. So we're going to end our program with a song from Samsara Blues Experiment and their song Army of Ignorance, because we're trying to expand to knowledge. Yes. So thank you all for joining us, and thank you, ladies, for
thank
joining
you.
Us. And we'll be back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Join us, listen to our podcasts on our website, and a big shout out to Robin for making it
into the
studio today, and all our other volunteers out there, Conovar and Jesse and Magnus and all the rest that keep us going.
Wonderful. So, ride the waves, everyone.
Yeah, ride the waves. So thank you all for joining us. Here's Army of Ignorance from Samsara Blues Experiment. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week and weekend.